All right, as we lead into this election here in a couple days, let's talk about the stance and policies on firearms, the Second Amendment, for both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. And I have a huge question for you to do some soul searching. So stay through to the end because I want your answers on this question. We know gun control is one of the most polarizing issues in American politics, and it's been a huge topic of contention in this year's presidential election. In most presidential elections in the last 20, 30 years. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump are currently on opposite ends of the spectrum on firearms. Harris has a well-established and documented past of wanting to ban guns, a point she now denies. She must think that we just fell out of the coconut tree. Now, Harris wants to see stronger gun control laws on the books, but also says she's a gun owner, so we should trust her. Now, here are Trump's and Harris's stances and policy plans to address firearms in America. And before I give you those stances, I want to thank the sponsor of the video. It's Lear Capital. Guys, Lear has been saying it for about a year now that gold could soon hit $3,000 an ounce, and it's getting very close. It just topped $2,700 an ounce. If you've bought some gold, you are no doubt very happy you'd have. If you haven't yet, you might want to look into it because it could be the perfect time for you to jump in if it continues to rise. I chose Lear to help educate my viewers about the strategic need to own gold and silver. It protects me and you against the enormous financial challenges that we face today and will for years to come. There's been like $450 billion added to our national debt in the last 30 days. Now, Lear has taught me that hope is not a financial strategy, but owning gold and silver is. So if you don't own gold or silver and want to, I recommend you check out my friends at Lear Capital. 1-800-260-5075 or head over to LearGD.com. Ask them the tough questions. Get the free information. There's no pressure to buy. They're great to speak with. 1-800-260-5075 or LearGD.com. All right, let's start with Kamala Harris's stance and policy on guns. Now, Kamala Harris says she supports the Second Amendment and said she owns a Glock for personal safety, so we should just believe everything she says, except she has that ... in everything she says about guns. Harris, as you should know, oversees the White House's Office of Gun Violence Prevention, which was created by the Biden-Harris administration in 2023, with an eye toward finding ways around congressional laws to further restrict the right of people to keep and bear arms in America. An end around to the Constitution. An office in the White House that's made, was established to violate the Constitution. Think about that. Now in 2022, the Biden-Harris administration enacted the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. It's called the most significant gun control law passed in almost three decades. It instituted universal background checks for adult gun buyers under 21, provided millions and millions of dollars for bringing states in and bribing them to adopt unconstitutional gun confiscation laws, or red flag laws, and it also led to a changed definition of gun dealers in ATF's new rule on who is considered engaged in the business of selling firearms. That rule faces challenges from 26 states who are suing to block it. Now, Harris's running mate, the self-proclaimed knucklehead, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, also owns a gun and says he's an avid hunter, yet he struggles with loading and unloading his own shotgun on camera. Now, he's claiming he once held a rating from the NRA, which was an A rating. That means Jack Diddley Squat, but that grade later fell to an F in 2018 when he backed stricter gun control laws in Minnesota. So, yeah, he's a clown. Now, Harris's campaign website says if she is elected, she would ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, require universal background checks, and support red flag laws that keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people. But she supports the Second Amendment, right? Now, she says she's a Second Amendment advocate. Harris also favors stronger gun control measures, and in a speech as recent as September 12th, she promised to pass an assault weapon ban, have universal background checks and red flag laws. So you can't believe her. She has a well-documented history. And when they tell you who they are, believe them. And while running for president in the last cycle back in 2019, Kamala Harris vowed to take executive action on guns, saying she would implement near-universal background checks, close made-up loopholes to prevent those convicted of domestic violence from obtaining firearms, and revoke licenses from gun manufacturers and dealers who break the law. She said she would do that without a law. She was just going to do it. Sign the paper and just do it. Yeah, dictator. Dictator. Now, in October 2019, she said she supported a mandatory gun buyback program. But again, at that September 10th debate, she told Donald Trump, "We're not taking anybody's guns, so stop with the continuous lying about this stuff." Well, the one lying is Kamala Harris herself. Now, Donald Trump's stance and policy on guns. Now, Trump believes that... Now, don't forget, we have a huge question for you. I want you to do some soul searching, because this question might hurt some folks. Might anger some folks. Let's talk about Donald Trump's stance and policy on guns. Trump believes that every American has a God-given right to protect themselves and their family, and has proven through his actions that he will defend law-abiding gun owners, according to his campaign. The NRA endorsed Trump several times, and they did so in May at its annual convention. Again, that is no longer a badge of honor. When Trump was in office, and the Republicans had control of both the House and the Senate, he did sign a bill that rolled back an Obama-era regulation that made it harder for people with mental illnesses to purchase a gun. Well, what was the truth about that? That was the one where the Social Security Administration were adding people to NICS as prohibited people based on their opinion that these folks were dangerous to themselves or others. They weren't adjudicated. It was just like, hey, you know what? We think you should be prohibited, adding people to NICS. Now, Trump also suggested bonuses for teachers who were, quote, adept at guns, end quote, and offered to support providing concealed carry permits for teachers or retired military personnel on campus. Trump now seems to have totally reversed course from what he did after the Las Vegas mass shooting in October 2027. That was when he had the ATF ban bump stocks. That ban was recently struck down by the United States Supreme Court as unconstitutional. Now, Trump's campaign said in a statement that he would terminate every single one of the Harris-Biden attacks on law-abiding gun owners in his first week in office, and he will stand up for our constitutionally enshrined right to bear arms. Now, at the NRA's Great American Outdoor Show that's held in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, back in February, he promised that no one would lay a finger on your firearms if he wins the election. Now, it appears as though he's also learned that he was wrong when he supported red flag laws and stronger background checks, an effort that was ultimately abandoned shortly after he said that. Now, both of his sons are strong supporters of the Second Amendment, and from what I'm told, again, this is just what I'm told by people who are in that camp, that they have been working on him to help him understand more. Remember, he's not a gun guy, but he now has a better understanding of the Second Amendment, and that's all I can say is what I've been told by people in the camp. Think of this. Here's this. I'm leading up to this question that I told you about. A vast majority of my viewers, and probably you as well, left comment after comment on how they have forgiven Tulsi Gabbard after I'd done all of those videos questioning her statements, you know, now that she has left the Democrat Party and began to support liberty and the Second Amendment. In fact, a day ago, she just joined the Republican Party. Now, Tulsi, my gripe with Tulsi is she actually voted against the Constitution and the Second Amendment, and most of America now forgives her because she's on our side. Here's that tough question. Look in the mirror. Can you do the same for Donald Trump, who is also supporting liberty and the Second Amendment, but is not as attractive as Tulsi?